Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Hey, what's going on? Avery W. Smith, Mr. Crush Hearts here, and my co-host, the one and only Black Reporter, has arrived.
Hello there.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. Just another Thursday in the neighborhood.
Just another Thursday in the neighborhood.
That's good.
Just another Thursday in my hood, too. I'm feeling some type of way. If y'all don't know, now y'all know. Just trying to keep it nice and mellow it out. And tonight we're just going to be playing slow jams. We're going to have casual conversations. Nothing in particular. We're just going to let it flow. That's how that sounds like a winner.
That sounds like a winner.
We're taking silver cuts, dedication. If you just want to call or say hello, you could definitely do that. 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. I'm not going to start getting longer. Let's just get into the night. We're going to start the night off with some share.
Okay.
Now tell me, do you wanna get free?
you right, I will. I'll freak you right, I will. I'll freak you like no one has ever made you feel. I'll freak you right, I will. I'll freak you right, I will. I'll freak you, freak you like no one has ever made you feel, yeah.
Yeah. bitch.
Yeah, I was about to say, getting into it there. The best music, the Provocative Talk right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. Almost 15 minutes after the hour.
And we need to bring in our favorite princess, S-A-A, from the building. Hey,
princess!
Hey, Chris.
We missed you!
I miss y'all,
favorite
too.
Princess is back. What's up, princess? You like our music, princess? We started off with Usher, nice.
I'm loving it.
Usher, Nice and Slow, Omarion, Icebox, and then we just got set with some Tyrese ladies. We got some more good news coming up. We got some Change Your Faces. I have Teddy Pendergrass. I have some, whatever. I got some Al Green in the building. I have some Blackstreet, some Deborah Cox, some Eric Benet. Mm-hmm.
You know, we had gotten away from
the
Some Sade, if you have some.
Yeah, I got some Sade coming up. She was actually going to be the first there, but I decided to hold on to that. I got some Monica on the way. That got to be our theme song. I know it's my theme song for now, you know. Instead of came next to everybody. Everybody. It's one of them days. That's good. Then we're going to get freaky for a moment.
Now, I'm trying to think what I want. Why can you dig in your racks and see if you got any Icy Guys, any old Icy Guys?
Actually, I just uploaded 7-Eleven.
That'll work.
Okay.
Yep, that'll work.
Some Jodeci, I got some Jodeci coming out. Jamal Kelly. You know, you can't have a slow jam night without some Kelly.
Crush. we not only do we have a return from our dear little princess, we have a return from the one and only DJ Mimi Cat.
Oh, what's up, DJ Mimi Cat? How you doing? Oh, she's not all right now.
Mimi?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just a little right now.
Oh, okay. Hey, DJ Mimi Cat, how you doing?
Hey, y'all.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm in a lot of pain.
Yeah, she's in a lot of pain right now. But for the record, the so-called pictures that we took when we were together, Mimi Cat said that she posted on her Facebook page. Well,
was it a
picture or pictures?
I put up one picture with me and you together.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just took it down. I can put it back up again, but I just took it down.
Oh, dear. Oh, okay. All right.
And it's hot out here. Ooh, it's so hot out here.
It's hot, humid out here as well. My AC act like it didn't want to work over it. I was in here sweating with AC on, and I'm like, oh,
no AC got messed up?
No, I don't know. It was on. Listen, that bill ain't messed up, though. Say that much. Electric bill ain't messed up. My electric bill is $153.
I was just going to say, this is two different corners of New York State, mind you. And y'all talk about me.
Yes, man. It's too hot. Yes.
My bill is $354. So if anybody want to donate to the fresh one, please let me know.
Hey, my
birthday
Sunday, yo. Can I get some love?
Oh,
happy birthday.
Yeah, her birthday is
great to be with you. I was just talking about that today. What am I going to do for my birthday? I turned 30 this year.
Ooh, I'm getting it.
Can I get some love, some benefits, some fun? A joint to be had? A sip of liquor.
Speaking of which,
happy birthday.
I won't even go there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't go there. Oh, any more requests?
I'm going to ask you a quick question, Mama.
What's that?
Ms. LaCrush, I want to ask you a quick question, though.
Go ahead.
What happened the last couple of weeks? I was actually home waiting for y'all guys to go on the air, and nothing happened. What happened?
I know. We had to pause for a little bit. I'm just trying to make
it. But you got everything situated now, right?
Huh?
You have everything situated now, right?
Hell to the no. Still at point blank, but I'm just trying not to let that bother me, you know? I'm not going to stress over it because I'm so sick in my ears. I'm in one of those moods right now, you know? I'm a person that has to hold the stress in my head, so there's times where I just can't do a show because I really can't mentally wrap my head around it. So I had to really just pause and just take it easy for a moment. Everything happens for a reason. That's all I want to say. That's how I'm going to leave it, you know. If it was meant to be, it'll be. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hey. That's where I'm at right now. That's why tonight we don't have no topics tonight. We just freestyling it. And music, and that's so it. But I'm sorry for those that did, because a lot of people did hit me up. I got messages from people on Facebook that I didn't even know who they were. Where you at? I'm like, who the hell is this? So thank y'all for missing me.
Wow.
And every night today, you just got a pause for a moment, you know?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, tonight, I'm not going to be on the air too much longer because that's how much pain I'm in. I went to the doctor yesterday, and I had my treatment with my kneecap. So I'm in so much pain.
And then
that's after having tooth pain, too.
Yeah, and I had a bad toothache.
Oh, wow.
I would go back. And being just not even helping my pain, so you know I'm in pain.
Yeah, I had a tooth pulled the other, in July, and that's the worst feeling ever. Well, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was, because I went to the hospital, so they gave me that extra... the extra dose of medicine right there, so you don't feel shit. But I didn't get both of them. Yeah, they gave me double dose. They gave you some type of aesthetic just to numb it. So when you actually get the numb shot, you still don't feel it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was good. I was drooling, but I was good.
Well, now you don't have to rub it in, right? Thanks a lot.
Can I say something? When I had my last brain surgery was the best I ever felt, only because the one thing they gave me for sure, that was morphine. No, morphine, well, close. Morphine.
See, y'all lucky. See, I'm allergic to morphine. I can't have that.
Oh.
Wow.
I can't get morphine. Y'all got the good stuff. See, I can't do that because I'm so allergic to it, it'll stop me breathing.
Wow.
Woo.
So I'm jacked up. So the only thing can kill this, some weed. And if weed can nothing, I'm screwed. So I've been smoked up so damn doggone. For the past couple of weeks, I've been so doggone high, nothing working. So what does that tell you?
Poster child for California. What is the proposition now?
Oh, that'd be me. How y'all doing? What's up? You right, a Canadian chick represents California. That'd be me. How y'all doing?
That's what it is.
I don't even feel like going scratching out stomachs and everything. It was going, dang, how the world, how come they stuff was legal and ours is not? Makes me wonder.
Oh, crush.
Even the world know how to act. Yes.
I know. We do. Yeah. Y'all don't. See, hey.
I have an announcement to make.
What?
There
in
is
the
a new... There, what, huh?
In the
well, hopefully, if someone, Mimi, you know who I'm talking about, if someone comes through with what they're supposed to come through with, it will be sooner than I anticipate.
What in the heck are you talking about, son?
As in computer?
Oh?
As in computer? If someone comes through...
Look out, his woman's in the country. He up there acting a fool. Don't let me call that child up.
Yeah.
Ever since she came back, oh, he don't even know how to act. Girl, he act like a brand new re-virgin. He don't know how to act.
Ooh.
No, wait.
Like that black reporter?
No comment.
He don't know how to act. He does.
He said, what'd you say, black reporter? No comment.
I'm about to say, no. Some like a grown-ass man just sniffs a woman's pair of panties and says, ooh, fresh pussy. And he just went into the... He don't know how to act. I'm telling it like it is.
You know, well, you know Mimi. It's been a while. Let him have his fun. He can finally do him. That's how you know it's been a while. Let him have his fun. He can finally do him.
The announcement is some serious stuff, though. I don't know whether or not you've been paying attention or not, but there is a magazine out there that's it's an online magazine called Curvy Magazine, and there's also coming out with a men's magazine called Swag, and I will be one of the writers for Swag Magazine, along with several others, about
10 or 11 others.
Huh?
I'm just going to leave it at that. Congratulations. Okay, I'm not even going to comment. I'm just going to leave it at that. Congratulations.
Okay.
I'm not going to say nothing else on it. Congratulations.
Okay.
I'm just pumping. Sniff. My back.
Yep. Anyway, you look at the phone. You look at the phone.
Oh, don't tell me Buffalo got his ass with my Detroit Lions tonight.
What was that?
Yeah,
don't tell me Buffalo got his ass with my Detroit. Yes, we did. I quit, man. I don't even want to watch games no more.
Whoa. Buffalo got beat by Detroit?
Yeah. I'm about to call up the Red TV and say, yo, cancel my subscription, man. This sucks. That's a game thing. Where the hell is my weed? That's it now. That makes sense. I'm sorry. That's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
It's bad enough I was in the country of the Saints, which is kind of like going into the Dragon's Den this past summer.
Well, we did get beat tonight by Tennessee, so, but I'm not too worried about it.
It's only about the season. Wait till the real season. It's on.
Yeah, it's on. And
the
world
ain't playing this year, but that's okay though.
And the world will be watching us come Thursday.
Oh yeah, whoopee-doo. I got $5 and you get your bus towed.
The Saints against the Vikings.
That's, oh, you know, come on now. You know I love my Vikings. You know you're going to get that whack this time. Get the puffin'.
Yeah.
Get the puffin', son. Shut up, I'm going to call your woman up again for your punishment. See how quiet he got, girl? See what I'm telling you. Put him in check.
Hush.
Like that black reporter.
I'm not even gonna touch that.
Oh, please do. Please do. Please dare me. Please dare me. Please dare me. Please. I'm begging you. Please dare me. I'm in good mood, too. I'm in pain, but I'm in a good mood. Don't do that, man. Please don't. Please. I'm a man. Please don't. It's gonna get ugly.
And you can make it ugly.
Hey, y'all to know you look at yourself every day in the mirror.
That's not nice.
I can get away with that.
Yeah,
now.
You can.
I can get away with
that. All right, folks, let me get you to my next phone check. Once again, y'all listen to Phone Fairy Radio. Y'all can call us up at 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. And we'll be right back.
Yo, turn my music up. Up some more. Up some more. Up a little bit more.
I'm sending him a full page letter. diamond ring. But girl, you know all good things come to time. Girl, you know I do just about anything. See your smile on your face. Don't let your friends go messing with your mind.
I know you were feeling it, babe. I know you were feeling it.
I was in the moment.
Welcome back. You're listening to Full Face Radio with a fresh heart for the back of the quarter and spring. We have the Princess FAA. We still have DJ Mustache here today.
Hey, hey.
Hey, Princess.
Hey, Princess.
I'm live in the building.
Hey, Lady Steve.
What's up,
yeah, that's only one unique laugh.
What's up, Lady C? How you doing? Lady C? Anybody? Hello?
She may have stepped away from the phone for a minute. Lady C!
In the meantime. 5 minutes for the top. We have 10 minutes for the top of the hour. We are playing slow jams. We're taking song requests, dedication. We're just going to be playing Black Reporters' request, the Oscar Brothers for the Love of You. And then we have four page letter with a weird. And then right after that, we have Baby Hold On for the Ballet Burke. Jared LeBert in.
Can I bring up a quick news brief?
No,
you're going to love this one. This is from Cincinnati on the freeway the other day. I don't know which freeway. Huh? In Cincinnati, woman was arrested while driving on the freeway. Because she was masturbating with a sex toy and watching a porn while driving.
Yeah. I would love that. Why would I love that?
And the thing is, Jay put up a picture of and he said, now, look around, and all the men have the woman pictured as someone. He put up a very exotic-looking, very beautiful dancer. Most of you may have, if you're on Facebook, you've seen this woman's picture. She's a sister who looks like her hair has come out, let's just say, she ain't done her hair in a while. I'll just put it like that. And she got busted for masturbating with a sex toy while driving.
Who was it, Jenny?
What's that?
Who was it?
Crush.
Who was it?
Huh?
Who was it?
I'm done.
Who was it? I'm asking you, who was it? Like, what you doing?
Oh, I have no idea who she was. It's just a woman in Cincinnati. I don't have a name or anything like that. But like I said, she was arrested for masturbating with a porn video while driving.
All right, you gotta go, because we don't even want to look for that no more. We don't want to look for that no more.
Is it coming?
Get drop those keys. I'm not trying to hold you back, so go ahead with all of that. And if you really want to go, you can go. You already know there's a door, there's a door. It's too bad if you not for sure, not for sure. I ain't wanna do it like this, but I'm losing every ounce of self-control. Couldn't handle this.
We are into a new hour, and you're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you got something you want to hear or you got something you want to say, give us a call, 347-989-0767. 347-989-0767. This is the one and only Black Reporter with your host, LaCrush Hearts, and our cast of thousands.
What?
It's a phrase. Cast of thousands.
Okay.
Or hundreds. Or tens.
For Black Dakota.
Ma'am.
We've been doing it. We into not only a new hour, but we're also into a new month. We're about to head into a new season. Summer's winding down. We got Labor Day coming up. New York City is about to be outrageous. We got the Labor Day parade. We got people calling me on a past hour. You know how I do. But
I might want you.
No, they don't want me. what's the plan for the Labor Day weekend, everyone? That's what I
want to
know.
What's that plan for me? Actually, the only thing that I have coming up this weekend, I'm supposed to be going to a bingo turnaround on Saturday. For those of you who don't know what bingo turnarounds are, is that we're supposed to be going to a casino on the Mississippi Gulf Coast and leave early Saturday morning and then come back Saturday evening, and that's in Biloxi. This is one of those casinos that was destroyed by Hurricane Katrina, and to see it back up and running again in full bloom is just remarkable. You know, the entire Mississippi Gulf Coast has grown by leaps and bounds, and even though we've had the shortcoming of having not only Katrina but also the Gulf still occur. You know, one of the things that they say about us folks here in Louisiana is that we are resilient, and even through all that we've gone through, we're still coming up our head up and face toward, you know, taking care of business. So.
Yeah. So very, very interesting.
Very, very interesting. Princess,
you have anything going on this weekend?
Just family and food. Basically just
last barbecue of the summer?
Yeah.
Yep. What about you, Lady Chief? Let's see if we can get back with us. Yeah. All right. So, my plan is to sit down in my bed, look in the mirror, and admire my boobs. I'm just playing. You know, I got my good old friend, Tamara, up here from Alabama. She has been to the Labor Day parade. So, you know, you might be over there. But I heard it's not the way it used to be. So,
wait a minute. Isn't there a Caribbean thing this weekend?
Yeah.
Is that this weekend?
The Labor Day Parade.
Okay. Yeah, I've been hearing all about it.
Labor Day Parade, New York and Brooklyn, Legendary Parade. The night before, and so it's Tuesday, I believe. And talking about Wild Out, they used to wild out. I don't know about now, but I know they used to wild out then. Mud, they mud swinging, beer drinking, hot tamales, like, whoo! It used to be the man. All in Brooklyn. So now, you know, Bluebird put a leash on that. Yeah, he's good.
Whatever.
We'll see how it goes. Yeah, I'm not going outside on duty, though. I'll go outside. I don't know how I feel if I got muddy. But it's supposed to be interesting. It might be interesting. I don't know. We'll find something to talk about. All right, folks. You're listening to Full Face Radio tonight. It's a mellow night. It's a long night. We're playing slow jams. So far, we've played Usher, Nice and Slow, Omarion, Icebox, Tyrese, Sweet Lady, the Ozzy Brothers, So the Lover, four-page letter by Aaliyah, LaVert, Baby Hold On To Me. We also play Jagged Edge, Girl Is Over. Who else I play? Anthony Hamilton, Come From Where I'm From. And I still have a school of stuff I want to get out there. Still got some Sade coming up. I was trying to get some Jill Scott in there. Let's see what happened. Got some Maxwell. Got some Melissa Morgan, actually. Anybody want to request anything while I'm doing it?
No, not right off.
No.
All right, now, well, if you're out there, you're listening, you want to request something real quick, this is the time, definitely get it in, 347-989-0767. 347-989-0767. That's just going down for a minute, you know, I'm going to be understanding.
That was part of the first thing I had to do.
You just call it in and
learn,
it up.
For learn the number.
Huh?
I was just telling the people that was the one. The first thing you had to do was learn the number.
Yeah, that's what you can remember. We have some Tyrese. I said that right. Hopefully we got some Teddy coming up. Some other stuff that I, the whole two of stuff that I like. Anyway, hold on to your seat in your headphones, in your cell phones, in your house phones, and listen to my music.
Ooh, da doo 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 doo. Ooh, da doo 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 doo. Ooh, da doo 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 doo. Ooh, da doo doo.
The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said hello and I said hi. I knew right then you were the one. But I was caught up in physical attraction, but to my satisfaction, baby, you were more than just a face. And if I if I say that I could be your one and only,
promise
that you'll never leave me lonely. I just wanna be the one you need. Oh baby, I just wanna be the one to serve you. Sometimes I feel as if I don't deserve you. I cherish every moment that we share. And if I
ever
a friend.
thinking of you, that's all I seem to do. When you're not here, I long to hold you near. Baby, this time together we must spend. Holding you close, taking time to let you know. Tonight's the night we will share. Turn off the light, come close to me. Tell me I'm all you ever need. Tell me it's not just a dream. And if it is, my heart believes that you are mine and this is real. Oh, loving you all through the night. Better than a love that's made for two. I cannot count the ways I feel for you. But you should know, and starting from today, from this point on, my love is here to stay. Lie close to me, hold on. Let's make our love last all night long. Baby, I'm yours. Take all of me. Oh, I'll never try to bring you down. My love will always be around. Yes, I'm convinced you're all I need.
take my time, I'll wait for you, cause I know you'll be coming, I'll be gentle, baby I'm gonna be gentle when I'm loving you.
Mellow, just being out of the super bad. Thank y'all for hanging out with me. We've been definitely
want to send a friend based on dedicated to the, I guess, chapter with the, this is doing it for 347-989-0767
Yes, ma'am. What's up?
Nothing. You tell me what's up. I can't wait for you to get on.
Huh?
I can't wait for you to get on.
You can't wait to, like, what?
Till you get on.
Neither can I. Believe it or not, neither can I. You know.
You have the internet at your disposal.
Yep. So, yep. And, you know, people have been telling me that things I need to do, and we strongly thinking about it these days. We're strongly thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in the thinking about it stage, and we're not going to push anything right now. But you know, people keep telling me that I may just go and do it. So we'll see what happens.
We got some Sade from the buffet, Sade.
No, not yet. That's what I've been waiting for.
Sade. I keep pushing it over. I don't know. I tried to upload some stuff, but it didn't go through, so I guess I'll try again. That's the only thing I don't like about Blog Talk is that you have to upload, like, I can't play it directly to my computer, like with the other programs.
Mm-hmm.
You can upload each song one by one, and that's just annoying. You gotta wait for it to unbox. What would you say is your best Sade?
The best Sade?
Oh, there's so many.
I'm hard pressed to divide myself between the first album and, okay, you gotta realize what I said about Sade. Sade is not the woman. Her name is something slightly different, but Sade is the band that performs around her.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people gotta realize that Sade is not, that's Sade Adu, but the whole band is just simply called Sade also.
Mm-hmm.
So that you gotta realize that distinction, you know. But she is very, very.
Thank you for that little rant of tidbit right there, but that's still.
No. That's not a pit. That's not an opinion. That's fact.
I didn't say opinion.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Back to the question at hand, what is your favorite Sade? That's not a great
question. There are several songs on the first album that I just absolutely love.
Mm-hmm.
Stronger Than Pride.
If you have to say your top three.
Well, right now, two only come to mind: Stronger Than Pride and Soldier of Love.
Kiss of Life, No Ordinary Love.
No Ordinary Love. Okay, no, those three: Stronger Than Pride, No Ordinary Love, and Stronger Than Pride.
So
No Ordinary Love, and
I don't know. I have to say that whole That whole, the best of.
First album? Okay.
Do it for me. not only do we have Smooth Operator. That was actually, Smooth Operator was actually my favorite song when I was like 5.
I love that song.
That was my favorite song when I was 5. I would have to say Cherish the Day. Your Love Is King.
Yeah.
That song. That's a great record. Your Love Is King is my song. I would have to say Little Bit of Crime Paradise. Mm-hmm. Cherish the Day. There's songs that I've just heard and, you know, either I liked it, you know, on my own or just people have played it over and over again so it just gets better in my head. And I not know it, exactly what it means, but for some reason I'm just drawn to it because Smooth Operator, I didn't know what it meant until I was of age, you know. And
yeah.
That was my favorite song. I had the 45 and everything. I was serious about this. You were serious about this song. I had 2 records. I had the Sade Smooth Operator song, and I had the fucking McDonald song.
Madonna?
McDonald's. Not even Madonna. McDonald's. Remember they had that 45.
Oh, McDonald's. Okay. McDonald's.
Yeah,
okay.
45 attached to that Happy Meal. And they had their little quarter pounder with cheese, hamburger, cheeseburger. You know, the little McDonald's. They have like a little.
Yeah.
So those are my 2 records. Yep. And I had a little plastic record player.
Y'all really making me feel old. I remember when we were using 45s for most of our music and radio stations.
Yeah. And
I mean, actual 45.
Yeah, the record, yeah.
Yeah.
The record, I remember that in the 80s, yeah.
You know,
the
80s, album.
That, and I'll Be Sure, If I'm Not Your Lover. That was another favorite of mine. I was actually scared of
Whatever happened to I'll Be Sure?
As far as I know, he was hosting a radio show in L.A. last time I heard.
Because he was, every woman loved him.
He had a little thing going on. Yeah, he had a little thing going on there.
Pretty Boy, I'll Be Sure.
I'll Be Sure, yeah. And my favorite, I say, my favorite 45, actually my favorite record, because at that time we were all records, 12, 8, 35, whatever. It had a little bit of everybody on it. Well, my art addict, you know, barely addict, but those are my 2 songs, the Sade and the McDonald's song. I walked around with that shit glued to my hip. There's a little cassette, a little record player that folded up with the top, so the old things put together.
Yep. I do remember that.
That was my thing. And nowhere I go, I had that. Then I had the little cassette player with the big old yellow buttons on it.
Now, let me tell you this much. There was a time when on a lot of jazz records, there, especially with live albums, you had a lot of cuts that were long cuts that took up a whole side of an album. And one such song, and we're only talking about 10 or 12 minutes, was like Grover Washington, long live his soul, Grover Washington Jr.'s Mr. Magic. Now, that, believe it or not, they played in the clubs a lot. And if you ever heard of Mr. Magic by Grover Washington Jr., that was the thing. I mean, you swung out on it and everything else, and everybody had that, you know. Look it up sometimes, the live version of Mr. Magic by Grover Washington Jr. Grover was a smooth operator before Sade came out.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Another Sade song. Smooth operator.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that was I didn't know nothing about it, but I just love. I don't know why I love it so much. But anyway. We are playing the Sylvians and reminiscing and flashbacking and all that other good stuff. Hopefully I can get my girl to start out there for this song. This song is the anthem of my life. So, but I have to definitely say that that's the song.
Ma'am.
When are you going to start fronting?
Pardon me?
When are you going to start fronting?
When I'm going to start what?
Fronting. I just left this picture. Letty C, you still with us?
I'm still here.
There you are!
How you doing, Letty C? We've been talking to you. We get no answer.
I'm good, okay. My phone is dead, but I'm okay.
Doing a black reporter there.
There you go. Exactly. There you go.
Hey, as long as I can say it, you know.
I think we need to do this more often, just laid back, low, hot topics.
It has been a while since we laid back and just did music, and it's been too long.
Yeah, we gotta make this a mandatory thing. Sometimes we need to just pause for a moment. But anyway, folks, don't let us stop there. The hot topics will be turning soon. Once again, if you have any suggestions for a show and you would like to let us know, definitely hit us up at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. That's phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. We are also looking for independent artists, spoken word artists that have MP3s and all that good stuff. Please shoot me an email to the content, the MP3 and stuff like that. You know, it might be played right here, live on phone things to you.
Crush, two things. I met a rapper on Facebook a couple of days ago, and she's supposed to be sending you an MP3, and she could be a future artist we may interview for one of the shows. And for another future show, we need to finish Tuesday night show on the difference in online dating and everything else, because you realize that we started getting a whole bunch of folks in the last 15 minutes of the show, and it started getting weird thing. So it seemed like it always does, but we need to do a whole show on that. And preferably, we need to do it on a Thursday night, because that seems to be our most popular nights and everything to me. You know, that type of topic needs to be done on a Thursday night, because that seems to be our most popular night. You know, at least that's my opinion.
People don't like us on Tuesday, huh?
I don't know. I don't know if they don't like us on Tuesday, or they got something better to do, or what, you know. But they love our Thursday show for some reason.
Maybe it's just the timing. Maybe on Tuesday we need to go a little later.
Maybe so. You never know.
Tuesday's 11-1. What's happening? Anyway, folks, man. Funny how time flies in the last hour. We're already at 10 minutes left. remaining on the clock. So hurry up and get your calls in, 347-989-0767. I could probably squeeze out another two songs. And then we're going to come back and we'll say, I do bad. And hello. But I definitely got to get in the girl, Miss Sade. So y'all hold your horses. This is the Sade dealing.
Thank you.
hard, because that is the last song of the evening. That's Frozen for Friday with Sade. This is the Ordinary Love, and that is dedicated to how we don't have no ordinary love for each other. We just love each other.
So true.
Well, we're down to the last 2 minutes. I want to thank everybody that called up and tuned in. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Princess.
Yeah.
We missed you.
Welcome back. Lady C, thank you for finding the time.
Always.
We had an eagle pass through. We had some destiny catwalk. And we just holding it down. That's it. Just holding it down. So, tune in next week. Phone Fantasy Radio. Black Supporter. We'll give you an audience of sending us off.
I will be here as usual next week. For those of you who do care, football officially started tonight. We had several college football games tonight. As a matter of fact, there is still one going on because I'm looking at it right now. USC is winning at the halfway and over Hawaii at halftime. It's midnight where you know it's one o'clock in the morning almost where you are, but yet it's about maybe 8 or 9 o'clock.
We have 6 seconds. I said close off. Don't tell us about my damn
Okay. Anyway, coming up in the next few shows or whatever, we're going to talk about online dating. We're going to do our contest. No, we have not forgotten about our contest. How do you say it again? 10 in 10
and 10? You just sign off. You got 30 seconds.
Okay. What time that was has ceased to be. That this is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here. Don't worry about today. It is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything we played. Now go around and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while. So for La Crush Grooves, for La Crush Hearts, this is Black Reporter saying good evening, and you are in, and we are out.